All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if he's there because I rewired and did things this morning. Good morning, Pat.
I'm here.
He's there. God bless America. Pat's there.
Yes.
Oop, I just knocked over my iPhone. All right, so Pat.
Yes.
This weather makes me feel like I'm in merry old England.
Yeah, really. By the way, ladies and germs, that was a popular phrase by Milton Berle.
There, Milton Berle. If yep. he were alive today, his contract would still run. NBC hired him for life.
I thought he was very funny.
Oh, he was funny. He was funny. He was funny. But they hired him for life. He had a lifetime contract.
Yep. Unbelievable. He was really, really very good. And, well, I wish I could say our weather is very good, as you said. You know, very very London-like, with drizzle and fog. That'll change over to periods of rain and showers today. Some folks may hear a little thunder, see a little lightning, but it's going to be far and few between. Mid-50s for the high today. The showers will end early tonight, clearing in the mid-40s. So the showers move out tonight, and as I said a little bit earlier, so does all the TV ads. Thank the Lord.
I said not only the TV ads, but we won't have to hear the term midterms anymore.
You won't have to hear that, nor I approve this message.
Midterms. We've been talking about the midterms forever.
For over a year, yeah.
I want to puke when I hear the term midterm.
I know. It's just unbelievable. So good luck, everybody. Get out there and vote and make a difference. There's no doubt about it.
I said it earlier on. To everybody who's been bantering back and forth on Facebook, to everybody who's been nasty, everybody who's got an opinion, everybody who's complained about Donald Trump, or everybody who's complained about the Democrats, if you're a Republican, Democrat, independent, unaffiliated voter, whatever, if you opened your mouth and complained at all or typed something stupid on or intelligent on Facebook about the elections, if you don't go out and vote, you should be shot or removed from the country, because this is your chance to actually do something and not just sit there and talk about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And make a change. Because God knows this country does need a change. I was looking at a poll this morning from the other countries and how they view our current president with Obama. Obama, the percentile was in the 70s and 80s. Trump, it's in the teens.
Well, here's the thing about the
these other countries.
Here's the difference between President Obama and 45 and the Bushes and Ronald Reagan. People might not have liked their policies, but they didn't hate the person. Just think about that for a second. People might have not liked Ronald Reagan's policies. Maybe they didn't like Bill Clinton's policies. But they didn't hate the person. Well, Bill Clinton, maybe. Okay, but other than that, and that's the huge difference here. So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens. It really is.
It sure will be. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I won't be staying up to see it, but you'll let me know tomorrow.
I've canceled the trip to New York because it finally dawned on me this morning that if I go to New York and come back, I'll go right into election mode, and that means I'll either be in the car or else at work from basically 5 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. So I'm not going to go to New York. We're going to take it easy. I'm going to hang it out, take it easy the middle part of the day so I have some energy for tonight. There.
Good, because the weather is lousy and it's only going to play havoc on your stress level. There's no doubt about it. So what can I tell you? So we clear out tonight in the mid-40s, sunny to partly cloudy, 60 to 65 Wednesday, sunny Thursday, mid-50s. Now, it'll cloud up with rain developing Friday afternoon and night. That, too, will be another gully wash, at least an inch of rain.
Unbelievable.
Yep. 45 to 50 for the high, so kind of rain that Marshall does not like. And then some leftover showers on Saturday, blustery, staying in the 40s. Sunny on Sunday, staying in the 40s. Cold weather, at least a wave or two of additional cold weather will be coming in next week.
Any snow? Any snow?
Right now, I don't see that, but there is going to be a storm system that we're going to have to watch probably Tuesday, Wednesday next week as it comes up the Appalachian. So we'll see how that plays out. I haven't given it too much thought right at the present time. But That is that. I did watch the network news last night at 6:30 to sort of get my, you know, my summary of what's going on. And I just shook my head at a lot of things that I heard and had seen on TV last night. I'm glad I have nothing to do with politics. Thank you very much. But I also want to tell you that Marshall and I were talking about professional spotlights, and the one that the church was selling said that it should go for about $500. I offered $150, and Marshall said, "Oh, please, you can get LED. You know, that's more energy efficient." And I said, "You know what? Let me just take a look and see what they cost." And I went into B&H, which I always go first. They have an LED a halogen professional spot on a tripod. You can get that for $329 brand new.
That's the halogen one, right?
Yep.
Now, the halogen ones burn very hot, but that's what I'm telling you about. Those prices have come down so much because everybody's replacing these lights with LEDs. Everybody. Mm-hmm. And so all these halogen lamps and stuff are out there, and they, their prices are literally slashed. That's when I heard $500. What they have is worth, be honest with you, Pat, they're worth about $100 at that church. That's about it.
That's why I offered $150. Yeah. You know, but I didn't get a call back, so obviously they're going to try to sell it, online. Good luck to them. They may be transporting it to their new location, and they may wind up having it sit there unless they use it. I don't know. But so that's the end of that. And I think I thought the post office was closed today, because I have a lot of stuff to bring to the post office, but they're all open.
Oh, I would think their post office would be open. Yeah. So that's what we do wrong in this country. We should have voting, okay? We have early voting now, which is good. People can vote early and stuff. But voting should be done, I'm not kidding you, over the course of a Saturday and Sunday, when most people have the days off, or something like that. Or it should be a holiday where you can take the day off of work and go vote. It's just crazy when only 40-50% of Americans vote, and somebody gets 60% of the vote and wins. Well, that means that 30% of the country elected them. It's crazy.
I see your point. You're thinking that if it was done like on a Saturday or Sunday when most people are off, you would have a bigger turnout.
Yeah, and you have early voting in every state. There should be early voting in every state so people can vote when they want to vote. And then you have it on Saturday and Sunday, where other people who work, that way you've got your days. I mean, that's just my little silly brain thought. So,
now, you know that's never going to happen.
Yeah, never going to happen.
No, but never going to happen.
But that's my thought about voting. But I'm all psyched up. I'm ready to go to the polls and vote. You know,
that's it.
That's my good.
Yep, we all have to do that. Yep.
There'll
come a time, Marshall, where you just get on your computer and cast your vote.
No, they'll never be there. They'll never do that anymore.
No. Too much. The probability of it. Too much tampering.
The Ruskies. Ruskies will control our vote. No, that'll never happen. But you know what? Everybody should be given a card every year. A regular card, like a credit card, and that is your voting card, and it's updated by computer as the national ballots and the local and the regional and the state ballots. And then, like the week before the election, there's a terminal set up in every town hall, and you just go and you vote whenever you want by putting your card in and then punching in your information. That's what I always thought you'd do, but oh well.
That sounds like a good idea to me, but now, you know, there's so many different states now that are requiring, as you know, proof of residency, right. This, that, you know, they're getting real strict. So I think the more you put requirements on a person being able to vote, the less is going to get out there.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Oh, well. There is no answer, Pat. But as our good friend Bob Harris used to say on Election Day, what?
That's what he said?
No, he used to say, the weather's going to be so-and-so and so-and-so for your stroll to the polls. Bob Harris always used to say that.
Good old Bob Harris, your stroll to the polls.
Stroll to the polls.
Yep, I still, I mean, he was always a good friend of mine, and Still think the man was just brilliant.
Yeah, I love the guy. Love the guy. Great guy. Yep. Great guy. Next to him, my love for you is next.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Just do me one favor. Yeah. Don't ever write my name in on any of those ballots.
I won't. Okay. I won't. All right. Hey, Pat, have a good election day. We'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Do the same. Bye, Marshall.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.